All right, you guys, I'm sorry I took so long, but I'm back and I'm gonna go over the stage builder and try to play my custom stage. Now, the reason I took so long is because my stats were pretty low because 3 years ago I had a save file with really, really, really high stats. And there we go, this should sound slightly better. And I tried playing my stages and I could play the first part, but the second part was almost impossible. So I killed Rusty about 7 or 8 times using the Rusty shortcut in the post-game section. And then I killed him on difficulty mod 10. And when you do that, you get 110,000 bits. So if I load,
Adventure at Sea.
Nuke, Lotus.
Select a file slot to load.
I have
681 bits.
Okay.
50 attack.
Okay.
40 defense.
And
370 health.
So, I can't beat everything, but I'll be able to show you a good chunk of it. So,
select an option. Build stage.
Let's show you the stage builder.
How big do you want your level to be?
Okay, this is asking how long you want it to be.
100, 200, 300.
And you've got choices in hundreds up to
200, 100, 5,000.
5,000 squares. Let's just say 100.
100.
Okay.
Select your stage's background music. Use music from your computer. Must be a .ogg file.
Yeah, you can put .ogg files into the directory where the game is, or you can put them in the stages directory.
Use music from your computer. Would you like to generate a basic random stage to build onto? Yes.
This just asks you if you want to build a basic random stage, so let's say yes.
How many delete rays would you like? Text
Let's
entry text field.
Two.
Two. How many corrupt sectors would you like? Text entry text field. Three.
Three.
How many spikes would you like? Text entry text field.
How many spikes? We'll say two.
Two. How many enemies would you like? Text entry text field.
We'll say two.
Two. How many items would you like? Text entry text field.
Five.
Five. How many arrows would you like? Text entry text field.
We'll say
one.
One.
Stage generated successfully.
Okay. Now we're in the builder mode. Basically, if I hit my left and right keys, I'm traveling, but I'm not really doing anything. If I hit F1...
Welcome to the stage builder cheats mode. Currently this panel only allows the modification of your position, but more features will be added in future. Please select an option. Change your position.
Change your position.
Set power.
Set your power, or your attack.
Set defense.
Set defense.
Change your position.
Change your position. If I hit F2.
Key hook has been installed.
That's the key hook. F3.
Key hook has been uninstalled.
That's been there. F4 does nothing. Key hook is for Jaws, I believe.
Play test mode.
If I hit F5, we're actually testing it now. Ooh. It looks like I'm on the very edge. So this is just a stage that it generated.
Laser's battery was raised by 100.
An item.
Your health was fully restored.
So.
You have received 50 bits. Invincibility. Extra life. Builder mode.
Okay. So that's the basic stage builder. It just creates things randomly.
Are you sure you want to? Yes.
Let's
select an option. Build stage. How big do you want? 100.
Say 100.
Select your stage's background music.
That's.
Would you like to generate? No.
Someone, sorry. No, I don't want to generate anything. Now, let's say. Okay, let's start with the keys. If you hit A,
the X position where the arrow should launch.
That'll create
text entry text field.
Now, I believe to unlock those, you have to have a certain amount of attack and defense or health. I forget exactly. So if it says it's locked, keep enhancing your health, attack, or defense. Say 10.
1, 0. How much damage should the arrow do? Text entry text field.
We'll say 12.
1, 2. Arrow's speed. Speed used in all mid-game levels is 75. Text entry text field.
This is the speed in milliseconds, I believe. So, I don't know. 300?
3, 0, 0. Your entry must be a number greater than or equal to 50 and less than or equal to 150.
Oh.
Arrow's speed. Speed used in all mid... 1.
130.
3, 0.
Okay. Let's create, I don't know, let's hit B.
Electric barrier location. Text entry text field, 5. Is the barrier too high to be jumped? Yes.
You can create a barrier that's too high to jump. I will not do that.
No.
C.
Location, 0.
Checks your coordinates. D doesn't do anything.
Enemy position. Text entry, 1, 5.
So put the enemy at 15.
Select an enemy to place. Virus, corrupt DLL, corrupt wave file, Trojan, document infector, keylogger, registry killer, create your own virus. Virus.
Create your own virus. This basically lets you assign your own stats to it. If you have OGG files, you can give it its own loop sound, its own hit sound, and its own death sound.
Corrupt DLL.
Let's just...
Corrupt wave file, Trojan, document infector, keylogger, registry killer. Create your own virus, registry killer.
And there are more that you can add to this list, but I think you have to keep enhancing your stats. Let's just do this.
Registry underscore killer's health. Text entry text field.
Now, health of things is based on your player's health, so let's just say...
3.
360?
6. 0. Registry underscore killer's attack. Text entry text field.
Attack. We'll say 20.
2. 0. Registry underscore killer's defense. Tech 2. 0. Should the stage end when this enemy is defeated? No.
This is useful if you want to create bosses that trigger the end of a stage.
Yes. No.
No. Okay.
Platform location. Text entry text field.
This lets you create platforms. You'll probably want to put those inside of sectors.
Cancelled.
G.
Geyser location. Text entry text field.
You just type in the location of the geyser and it would create it.
Cancelled.
H.
Sound sources position. Text entry text field.
This is a sound source. I believe you'll need an OGG file. But basically, it places your sound somewhere on the map. And when you walk towards it, it'll pan.
Cancelled.
I.
Items position. Text entry text field.
Okay, let's put one at 3.
3. Select an item function. Restore health by 30. Extra life. Battery packet. Fully restore health. Receive 5 bits. Receive 50 bits. Power packet.
Power packet.
Trap. Does invincibility. Trap. Does a percentage of the player's health. Invincibility. Virus. Random. Pick now and stay forever.
Okay, these two are cool. This will choose it once and save it permanently, or...
Random. Pick a new item every time the stage is launched.
This one's fun.
Restore health. Random. Pick a new item every... You haven't unlocked this yet.
Oh. I haven't unlocked it. So, again, you have to keep enhancing your stats. Oh.
You haven't unlocked this yet.
Is supposed to put in a BSOD hack, which is basically a thing that rolls across the field, and if you don't jump and it hits you, you're dead. P.
Corrupt sector left X location. Text kay. Entry text field.
This basically starts... Let's see, we want it to start at 35.
3, 5, corrupt sector right X. Text in 3.
38.
8.
Okay. Q.
Do you want to lock this stage so that it can only be accessed if another stage takes you there? Yes. No.
This is useful if, for instance, you are creating a stage and it's part of a series and you don't want people to get to it unless they get to it from someplace else. We're not going to do that.
Delete ray location.
Delete ray.
Text entry text field. 4.
Delete ray at 40.
0. Delete ray damage amount. Text entry text field.
We'll just do 20.
2. 0. Time, in milliseconds, between deletion attempts. Text entry text field.
300. 300.
Your entry must be a number greater than or equal to 400 and less than or equal to 1000.
Ah.
Time, in milliseconds, between deletion attempts. 600.
Okay.
Spike X location.
You can create
canceled.
Spikes.
Teleport location.
Teleporters.
Text entry text field.
And you'd basically type in the place where you would like it to be, the place where you want to teleport you, on and on.
Cancelled.
U doesn't do anything. V.
Select the weapon you would like to set the availability of.
Okay, this is cool.
Knife availability. Laser availability. Cyber Star availability.
The Cyber Star is something we haven't gotten to yet.
Knife availability. Laser availability.
So let's say I don't want the laser.
Can the player use the laser in this stage? Yes. No.
No. Okay. X. Doesn't do anything.
There are no OG files to preview.
This is the OG player. I don't have anything really to test this with right now, but basically you scroll through your OG files with the up and down arrow. I think you can also hit R to browse to a different folder.
Should the transportation happen when the level ends? Yes.
So this is cool. If, say, you're creating a stage and it's part of a series, you can have it transport you to something else when the level ends, or when you step on a specific square or press enter.
No. Stage transitions position. Text entry text field.
We'll say, I don't know, 48.
4, 8. Select a stage from the list. Alex fight by user Chris. Locked.
These are stages I've made.
Neo example stage. Macintosh attack part 2. Neo example stage by user Aaron.
Okay.
Can the transition be jumped? Yes.
Can you jump over it? We'll say no.
No. Must the player press enter to activate the transition? Yes.
Yes.
Should the transition play an end of level dialogue first? This will also reset the stage play time for the next stage, otherwise the time will continue from one stage to the other. If the flag to run when the stage completes is set, you probably want to set this flag as well. Yes.
Self-explanatory.
Require the destination stage to exist and don't allow the stage to be played if it does not exist. Yes.
That is useful, so if something breaks, it won't continue. So, if you hit space on a square.
Select the action for the end of level square. Set current square to end of level square. Unaze an end of level square. Set current square to end of level square.
So you'd basically go to where you want to go and hit the space bar.
Cancelled.
If you hit M.
Select the tile to place at your current location. Regular tile.
That's a standard tile.
Cracked wall.
That's a wall that you have to duck under.
Rock.
Rock that you have to jump.
Steal data.
Steal data, that's basically you can't pass it.
Checkpoint.
Checkpoint.
Corrupted sector edge.
Corrupted
Warning.
Sector edge.
This does not create a corrupt sector. It may confuse the player.
This does not create a sector. These are useful if you want to create pits that are silent, and the only way that you'd know that they're there is if you made those.
Nothingness. Makes no sound. Use carefully.
Yes, this makes absolutely no sound and will kill you if you step on them.
Geyser puddle. Use with caution. It may seriously disorient the player.
Geyser puddle. I believe this is just the sound. This is not an actual geyser.
Regular tile.
So, let's just, let me see if I'm forgetting anything. I think that's all the keys. You can hit N.
Scene's position. Enter 101 for the scene to trigger after the stage has been completed. Text entry text field.
Oh, that's what I should have done with some of these stages. You can create a cutscene. So if you have an OG file, you can create a cutscene.
Cancelled.
Let's see.
Electric barrier location. Cancelled.
I think that's it.
Select an obstacle to modify.
Ah. Hitting period.
Edit enemy. Edit barrier.
Will allow you to change things.
Edit delete ray. Edit corrupt sector. Edit arrow. Edit stage transition.
Which is useful.
Edit enemy.
Okay. Hitting F. 6.
Select your stage's background music.
We'll let you choose music. If you have an OG file, You can use that or the stuff that's already built in.
Cancelled.
F7.
Select the folder you wish to get your OGG files from. Stages. Use main adventure at sea, directory. Stages.
This is useful, so you can use both, or the stages folder or the primary directory where the game files are stored.
Cancelled.
F8. Doesn't do anything.
Select the stage flag you would like to modify. Set initial power.
So you can set custom stats. So let's say you want the player to have a certain amount of power.
Set initial defense.
Defense.
Set initial health.
Again, you can specify health.
Set initial lives.
Lives.
Set obstacle restore after death.
If you want traps to come back when the player dies, you can set that.
Set bomb restore after death.
Oh yeah, bombs. I forgot about those. Again, that's the exact same thing.
Set initial power. Set bomb restore after death. Cancelled.
Oh, that reminds me. Pressing J.
Initial leftmost location. Text entry text field.
Let you create a bomb, so let's say 55.
Five. Initial rightmost location. Text entry text field. 5. At what X position should the player have to be for the fire to start expanding? Text entry text field.
Oh, that's fire. Yeah, okay, you can play with that.
Cancelled.
Okay, so K is the bomb, I'm sorry.
Bomb's X position. Text entry text field.
15.
5. 8. At what position should the player be at when the bomb spawns? Text entry text field. 5. 0. How much damage should the bomb do? Text entry. 1. After the bomb spawns, how long until it goes boom? Entry in milliseconds. Text entry text field.
Milliseconds, I believe the longest you can do is 2 minutes. So we'll just do 1,000.
1,000.
For 1 minute.
Is the bomb too big to be picked up? Yes.
If you don't want the player to pick it up, you can say yes.
No.
Okay.
Current location set to starting location.
Pressing L.
Location, 21.
Sets your starting location.
Current location set to starting location.
Okay, let's actually play this, and then I think I'll wrap this up, because this has gone on far too long.
Play test mode.
There's the barrier. Alright.
Ah. 369 health.
Yeah. And that's all I really created. But anyway, I think that gives you an idea.
Builder mode.
Pressing F10.
Select the stage flag you would like to modify. Set initial power. Cancelled.
Okay, it's the same thing.
Enter your stage's name. E.g. public videos. Stage title.
Yeah, sorry.
Text entry text field.
I hit F9 by accident. Let's just call this test.
T-E-S-T. Password protect your stage. People can play your stage without the password, but if they wish to edit your stage, they must have the password. Yes.
If you want a password to protect it so people can't change things unless you give them the password, you can say yes, and then you have to type it in.
No. Now enter the file name. The file will be stored in a subdirectory called stages in the current directory. E.g. public videos, the .stg will be appended. Stage file name, T-E-S-T.
So you can give your stage a different name than the actual stage file name itself, which is kind of weird, but okay.
Stage saved.
And it's saved.
Yes.
Now.
Build stage. Play stage.
Play stage.
Select a stage from the list. Alex fight level 2 by user Chris. Example stage. Final battle by user Chris. Macintosh attack. The return of Alex by user Chris. Macintosh attack. Macintosh attack. Neo example test by user Chris. 9.
So there's the stage. If you're playing a stage, you can hit E. Or I thought you could. No, you can't.
Are you? Yes.
Okay. If you go into edit
select
stage.
An option. Build stage. Play stage. Edit stage.
You'll be able to go back into that same screen that we were just in. Or it'll ask you for the password. If you don't type the password in correctly, well, then you don't get access to the stage.
Stage preferences.
Finally, I'll show you this.
Welcome to the Stage Preferences menu. Here, you can enable or disable custom stage functionality to increase game performance. Show stage name when choosing a stage. Status, enabled.
Show stage name when choosing a stage. That's off by default. Instead of showing the file name, it'll show you the actual stage name.
Show stage creator's username when choosing a stage. Status, enabled.
That's off by default, but that'll show you the person that created it. So if the name in your save file is Chris, it'll say by user Chris, or yeah.
Show stage name when choosing a stage.
So that is it.
Audacity.
And this is going on pretty long. I'm sorry, you guys. What I'll do, I'll save this, and then we'll try to play my stage. Now, we can't complete it because my stats were extremely high, but we'll play a good chunk of it. So, stay tuned for that, and I will be back.